In Las Vegas, there's an old adage that the house always wins, which is to say that even when casinos make big payouts, they never cut into profits. But we notice that gambling revenues in Vegas are down 4% in the past year. That's a rare event. Revenues have only dipped once since the 1970s, and that was after the September 11th attacks, and even then, they only dropped by 1%. We were curious if people are gambling less because of current economic troubles. So we called Robert Goodman. He's a professor of economics at Hampshire College, and he's also the author of The Luck Business.
What we've found is that people gamble for different reasons. If your income is high, you gamble for entertainment purposes. As you go down the income scale, people are gambling as a form of investment. And in recessionary times, what you're going to find is those people that have other choices and don't feel they have to gamble are not going to be gambling as much, but you're going to get more low-income people trying to make up for lost income.
You used an interesting term when you're talking about people on the lower end of the income scale, gambling as a form of investment.
Yes. For people who don't have other choices, you know, someone at the higher income might be speculating in real estate or stocks. If you've got $100 or a couple of hundred dollars to spend, you won't have the same kind of opportunities. And the appeal is that you invest a small amount of money to make a lot of money. So when you see promotions that say, you know, if you bet a dollar, you could win $10,000, it's the idea of the big win for the small amount of money that you would invest.
I just want to get back to Vegas. What accounts for that dip in revenue there?
Well, what accounts for the dip in revenue is that the high rollers are not going there. People are not going to travel as much. It costs more to travel. It's all discretionary spending. I mean, to get on an airplane, fly to Las Vegas, on average, people would spend 4 days there. If your income is down or your stocks don't look as good, you're not going to be doing that. Where you're not going to see it drop as much is in this local gambling, where you have lots of low-income people that are looking to gambling as an investment opportunity.
And the opportunities are perhaps just right around the corner or a quick bus ride away.
That's exactly right. And in fact, the National Gambling Impact Study Commission in the 90s said that if you locate these casinos within 50 miles of local population, you're going to double the amount of problem gambling that you have in the local community.
Does the growth of gambling at the state level, whether at casinos or riverboat operations or video poker operations, does all that cannibalize the market at bigger and glitzier gambling centers like Atlantic City or Vegas?
No, I don't think it cannibalizes it. I think actually, in some senses, it actually improves it. What happens is people who've never gambled before start gambling locally, and then it becomes a habit for them, and then they wind up wanting a more intense experience, and so they'll go to places like Atlantic City or Las Vegas. So basically it's a way, the local gambling has become a way of recruiting more people into gambling.
Now, I understand that you occasionally like to hit the tables yourself. You were recently in Las Vegas. What was your take?
Well,
I mean, not how much did you bring home, but what did you actually see when you were in the city?
You know, I do gamble myself, and I tend to play poker, but I wasn't there for gambling purposes. I was giving a talk at the American Planning Association, but I did have the sense that the economy there is bottoming out. There's a lot of overbuilding. A lot of projects have been put on hold. Just recently, Tropicana Casino went bankrupt. And the idea that this is still a booming economy in Las Vegas is really shifting.
Professor Goodman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Michelle.
Robert Goodman is a professor at Hampshire College. He's also the author of the book, The Luck Business.